Welcome back. You are listening to Montreal Swanee Sessions on CQUT 90.3. And we have been going through the program and bringing you some of our favorite picks. And that last set was Amy's selections for the upcoming festival. One thing I want to ask about the festival is that it's not just music. It's also, like, one of the things that I find really magical about Swanee is that it gives performers the opportunity to meet one another and connect and collaborate and eat together and socialize. And I think out of that and out of creating that space, a lot of other things have happened. And I think that happens through facilitating things like the workshops and spaces where people can get to know the performers a bit more intimately, and they're not just always on stage. That's something that's been a common thread through the festival's history, is just making different spaces and giving time to community and politics and art and book launches and workshops. So Kiva, maybe you can talk a little bit about that and some of the workshops that are featured this Swanee.
Yeah, for sure. Well, one of the things that I really wanted to do coming out of this past couple years of no togetherness was that I spent a lot of time reading as well. Not that I wasn't reading before, but for this year I devoured books, I don't know, at an alarming rate. And one of the people that really spoke to me this year was Leanne Bettis-Mosake Simpson and Robin Maynard. And they've both written books in the past, but they've come together and they've written Rehearsals for Living, and they're going to be book launching that at Salarosa. And Ellen Gabriel is going to be moderating that. So that conversation is going to be like, I think that's going to be a really special room to be in this year for sure, out of everything, because they're talking just like about how do we live on this earth, you know, as people real and honest and in connection and relation to each other too. I think that's something that's hard coming out of COVID too, is that how do you just live in relation to other people, especially when we've all been so hurt, and if we've hurt each other too. That's something that's happening in my life, just how to figure out how to be, you know, and having those conversations with other people and artists and thinkers, I think is an important place to be. Did that make any sense?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Another author that's coming this year is Scholevine Reinhild, and she's coming from England, so that's pretty exciting, across the pond, and a trans woman author on Metonymy Press. Anything Metonymy Press does, I know, is going to be amazing, magical, space wizards, so that's going to be another neat event, because it's happening at Entrepot 77, which is the outdoor space mm-hmm. we're using. Because when we first started thinking about this year's Swanee, we didn't know how it was going to be. Was it going to be indoors? Was it going to be outdoors? Was it going to be safe to have shows in CASA? So we actually started by thinking of ways to do it outside. So a number of our shows are actually going to be during the day. Some of them are going to be free. Some of the other ones have a price, but I think that's going to be a whole other way of experiencing Swanee live that we didn't really do in the past. We had some kids shows in the park, but we've never done like a full series of shows outside.
Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know, the Entrepot 77 is right beside the Van Horn skate park under the underpass. There's like a big sort of hangar space by the tracks out there.
At Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be neat. And then, what was your question? Oh, the other stuff. There's some...
the workshops, yes. like on the first day, the first thing that's going to happen in the CASA space since it reopened is the Angel Bat DeWitt workshop.
Yeah. We have a couple of amazing workshops with artists who we just basically give free rein to, and I've never been to one where it hasn't been, like, life-changing in some way, to be honest. Like I was talking about the Milford Grave ones, like mm-hmm. that one. I went to the bathroom after the Milford Grave one, and somebody had written on the stall that I was in, it just said, Milford Graves changed my life. And I'm pretty sure Moor Mother wrote that because she went in that stall right before I went in. Just FYI.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bathroom gossip.
Yeah. But it's such a great
way to digest or further, you know, educate yourself about an artist is to go to one of those workshops. Yeah.
And Jay Clayton, who everybody should, if you don't know who Jay Clayton is, you should go out and read about Jay Clayton. Because Jay Clayton is an amazing 1960s vocalist, part of the jazz, the loft scene in the 70s too in New York City, was associated long-term with Steve Reich and, you know, was one of the first to incorporate poetry and electronics in their vocalizations, let's say. And we're blessed to be having her play this show called 13 Lunar Meditations, Summoning the Witches.
That is amazing. I am so fascinated by that. I'm definitely going to be... She's doing two workshops. She's doing one at the CASA on the 11th, a Sing workshop, and then she's doing Summoning the Witches. Which
okay, but the Summoning the Witches is a...
on Wiccan, like, Power Fest. That's going to be great.
That's a performance, though. The only workshop is the 11th. But the performance with Eilert Gottlieb and D.B. Boyko is going to be next level. And they're doing a solo set as well. And we're going to hear her song coming up next called, I love this one, it's called May I Be Gay. Which is how I feel right now. Lining it up.
Yeah. Yo, what's going on? This is Russ.
I know I'm fine.
Russ.
But the money makes me handsome.
The Journey is Everything Tour.
If I seduce you, babe.
Saturday, May 28th, Place Bell.
Got the best on earth. Yeah, yeah.
Russ.
Got me going psycho.
With special guests, Boogies and Caitlin. Tickets on sale now at evenko.ca. Russ, the Journey is Everything Tour.
And the fans are asking for it, they're loving it. What they want, what they want, what they want.
And we're back. CQT 90.3 FM, the Montreal Swanee Sessions.
So the last piece we heard was from Malcolm Goldstein, who's going to be performing on the Saturday on the 11th. And speaking of elder statesmen and Swanee royalty, Malcolm has played the festival many, many times. And
a legend.
A huge legend. Tell us about Malcolm. Oh. New Yorker. Performing also with Devenir Ensemble, which will be great. But this iteration, he's got some pretty special music was written for him.
Well, Malcolm's actually going to be performing a piece that was written for him by Ornette Coleman. So it's going to be a pretty magical space wizardy night. And Malcolm was a guy who was there in the 60s. He was part of the Tone Rhodes Ensemble, the Judson Dance Theater, the Experimental Intermedia Foundation in New York City. He was trained as a classical violinist. His music became focused, though, on like open improvisation. And he was one of those dudes who, like, when you read his scores, they're like beautiful works of art, you know? Like, I wouldn't, I'm not a musician, but even I think a musician, like, it's a whole, he would create a whole language, you know? And it was very, they were like abstract paintings. You can also look those up.
Someone should ask him how he ended up in Montreal. I'd be curious to know.
Yeah.
I bet that's a good story.
True, true. And he was actually, the reason why he started playing Swanee was because he was my across the street neighbor.
Aww.
Yeah. So
how did you meet? You just met him on the walking down the street?
I don't actually remember the first time, but I think he came in or was brought in by someone like John Heward. Mm. I'm pretty sure it was John Heward who was the connection.
That would make sense. What street?
Clark.
Oh, still Clark. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's a collaboration with Trockenart that's been collaborating with Swanee for over years and providing us
some for the beginning.
Amazing and shows.
Yeah. And they've been putting on, as far as like experimental jazz music that wouldn't play the Jazz Fest or even off jazz, like they've definitely been putting, they were the ones bringing that to town since the 80s, I think, you know? So yep. Patrick's been a real supporter and lover of the festival as well.
Too jazzy for the Jazz Fest.
Too jazzy. But speaking of that, like the next generation of free jazzers that I'm really excited about, women, American, doing interesting things, out of Brooklyn right now, is Amurtha Kadabi. And she's a composer. She's an everything. One of these can play every instrument and write the music. And really deep thinking space wizard as well. I can't tell you how many space wizards are playing this festival. Like, it's like truly.
Seems like a prerequisite, actually.
Maybe that's what it is. I like space wizards. But so excited they're coming. I really wanted to have Amurtha play the Wakefield show, which maybe I'll talk a little bit about now, which is going to be our first in the country rural experience. It's in this beautiful location right next to the covered bridge in Wakefield, but also there's an incredible waterfall and you can hear the, like, it's really loud. I was there just the other day and the water was just like, voo, voo, voo. So it's going to be part of the acoustic resonance in the event we're having. But that day we got four artists and they're all freaking, we were talking about fire before. This is like all headliner lineup. And Wakefield's only 2.5 hours from Montreal and it's about 45 minutes from Ottawa. So,
and this is the weekend of the Saint-Jean. This is the 25th of June.
Yeah, this is the 25th of June. So it's going to be beautiful, fingers crossed. Maybe if it rains, we'll move it to the community center. Who knows, though? It's in the talks. But besides Nada El-Shazly, Willie Mitchell's playing. Willie Mitchell's a folk singer from the 60s. Fucking badass. Aww. Oh, I swore. Freaking badass. And he's been playing Swanee for a while now, but every time he comes, it's just like pure magic happens. And he's from Kitiganzibi, which is the indigenous, well, he wasn't born there, but he was raised there in Kitiganzibi, which is the indigenous community right next to Wakefield. So it's going to be like a whole family gathering too. And Esmerine is playing. Esmerine is ex-Godspeed, Silver Mount Zion, Constellation Band, doing beautiful like orchestral avant classical music, and just going to be magical under the stars. I say magic a lot too. Wizards, magic.
Wizards and magic go together.
They too.
Space very magic.
But like badass ones, like piratey, a little bit piratey, right?
And Esmerine is going to be performing music that they wrote during COVID as well, right? So this
intense.
Will be the first time they're performing
they're
it live
hear
to
what
an
the
audience.
Pandemic did to us,
well,
I guess.
The song that I have lined up for everybody is called Blackout.
It's very apropos right now.
And then, Eliza Caution's playing, and she's a guitarist, amazing experimental guitarist from Montreal, too. So it's just going to be And we're going to have a lemonade stand where we're going to make Hascap lemonade. My friends have a Hascap farm.
Really?
Really.
I was already excited, but I'm obsessed with Hascap.
Oh, do you like weeding Hascap?
What?
Would you like to weed Hascap?
Oh, yeah.
In exchange for Hascap wine?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll hook you up. I'll connect you.
For real.
We're throwing out a lot of dates and a lot of shows willy-nilly. If people need to find out about it, how do people find out what shows are where, when they're happening, what time?
Well, I think we have some breaking news.
Right?
There's this thing called the internet.
The internet is not a space wizard.
Oh, man. Is it, though? It depends how you think about it. But our website is now live. As of 10 minutes ago, you can now go on the internet, tell all your friends, and it won't just be a spinning circle. It'll give you actual biographies and information. Photographies as well. So exciting. We also made actual paper programs, too.
Sounded like a drum machine right there.
That you can get your hands on in limited locations around town. Some might even be hand-corrected by yours truly. Those might be worth more money
limited
in 20
edition.
Years. Yes, limited. Very yeah. limited. To 400 copies. But so let's listen to some more music left. What's left? What's
so
up?
We're going to hear Amartha Kadabi, Decolonize the Mind.
Decolonize the Mind,
here we
baby.
Go. On Big project. CQT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Ha ha ha! sitting round the fire, burning grass and chanting to himself. The only sound you heard was someone talking, and the sound of the fire making love. Deep inside their soul, the spirit's listening, keeping them in line with nature's own. Up above, the silver bow is gleaming, giving light to guide us through the night. Ah, but now we have an ugly spirit, though, and he walks around in a good disguise. And he comes in the color of our people. You can always see it in their eyes. Killing their mind, killing their kind. Always wonder if they do mind. Killing their mind, killing their kind. Always wonder if they do mind. And they don't you. The ones who have died for the cause. The precious smoke is blown in four directions. Red gold throws tobacco on the fire. I had a vision that just don't have a meaning. Maybe I'm just blinded by today. I've seen some people laughing at the other, just because they were living their native way. That's why I say now we have an ugly spirit, and he walks around in a good disguise. He also comes in the color of our people. Oh yes, he does. You can always see it in their eyes. Killing their mind, killing their kind. Always wonder if they do mind. Killing their mind, killing the kind. Always wonder if they do mind. Killing the mind, killing the kind. Always wonder if they do mind. Killing the mind, killing the kind. Always wonder if they do mind. When they're
Suoni Perilpopulo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Suoni is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Suoni happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places, and, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out suoniperilpopulo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune into the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Suoni crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation.
And we are back. This is CKUT 90.3 FM, the Suoni Sessions.
True. That was very inspiring. So we want to move on to what Suoni looks like. And a lot of what it looks like has to do with the work of Kiva. And so I have appreciated the poster, like the array of visual eye candy that you have created over the years, and have seen a very strong, consistent visual aesthetic and identity. And so I'd like to know how that came about, like whether the, what is that, a chicken and egg question?
Which part do you mean? Like the shrooms?
Well, I mean, much of the imagery that you've been working with has always been mystical, but organic,
botanical.
I think that's what I'm personally drawn to, but actually, if you look like at all my posters, mm-hmm. because I had to make so many, I mean, a lot of it was, you know, like out of necessity, because when we started doing this, like we couldn't afford to pay people to do anything. So we kind of just had to do it ourselves. And I think I grew up in a house where my dad and mom were both printmakers. Like my dad was a silk screener. So he made a lot of protest posters for trade union organizations. And he actually went out and did a whole bunch of murals on site or for the steelworkers and other trade union organizations. And so I think just as a way of communicating about a thing, poster making has always been a part of my life. And I marched every year under the Women in Trades banner in the Toronto, every march my mom would take us to, because she was a offset printer when I was a kid, and she was the in-house printer at Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. So back in the olden times, everything had to be on paper. It wasn't actually emailed or texted or whatever it is kids mm-hmm. do these days. And wow, I sound old, eh? But the paper was a good thing. I can't believe that they had a printer, an offset printer, three of them, in a basement of a hospital to print out things for doctors every day, like a full print shop.
Oh my God.
But
that is wild.
But because that's part of who I am, I built, you know, like that's how I thought, okay, right. Well, if you're going to communicate, you need a print shop.
Yeah.
But also, I was obsessed. Like, I became pretty infatuated with the medium, I guess. I think once I started doing it, even though it was out of necessity, like,
what was your
process? Think it's meditative in a way, because you're doing the same thing over and over again. Uh-huh. Like once you've made the design, you've done the art, the creative part.
Okay, so go back.
Okay.
So you've got to do a poster for...
Okay, but like say I got to do a poster for the crazy noise band, and then the next poster is like a free jazz poster, and the next poster is like a traditional...
So do you start with like, okay, these are the colors I'm going
to
use?
I think I start with the sound. I listen to the music for uh-huh. sure, and that is totally... I think there's inspiration there. Sometimes it can piss me off, and I'll go the opposite way that I thought I was going to go, you know? But... I let it be part of the process for sure. And then sometimes I just, instead of like right before a festival, some years I had to do 40, 50 posters in 3 week period, mm-hmm. which means 40 or 50 different individual ideas for different things, which was a challenge, but you know, within
that. Do you
have
I've seen themes. Like I've seen like there's an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Series and
sometimes I just would take a piece of paper and smush it on another piece of paper though, with some ink,
a little bubble gum in between.
Well, it was inspired by the music, you know. Mm-hmm. What were they doing? Some of these people just take a piece of paper and smush a piece of paper against another thing, mm-hmm. but with a contact mic. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I'm just actually trying to think what the visual presentation of that is.
Well, sometimes they do it in the basement, so you don't even get to see what it is. Like Alex Saint-Ange, he had a contact mic on a beef tongue in the basement of Casa. There was some liquid involved in it in some way.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
I don't remember, but it was next level. Because when I had to take the beer downstairs, he left the freaking beef tongue on the floor.
Okay.
And I stepped
Clean
on
up
it.
After yourself.
It was a vegetarian restaurant at the time.
That should be the first rule of performance art, is that you clean up after yourself.
Very true.
I remember they just don't, though, I gotta say.
Yeah, no baby powder on the dance floor.
Oh, the freaking baby powder.
But yeah, Kiva, you've been making these posters for decades, and anyone who lives like on the plateau, anywhere around the Sala or Casa, has seen these images on lampposts and street posts and corners, and we pasted, and it's a very distinct and beautiful aesthetic.
Aw, gee.
And
even
I think
apartment
it's
apartment hunting on other people's walls. That happened to me a couple of times. Yeah. I was like, oh.
And I think it's a good segue into like how many of the artists that participate in Swanee are also have hugely visual components to their work.
Yeah, for sure.
Like let's talk about Gail Young, and let's talk about Laura Ortman, and you know, other people that are also doing visual things during the festival.
Well, Gail Young is fascinating in a lot of ways, and is a Canadian improvising composer and legend, and I think, you know, another freaking space wizard, like Earth-centric space wizard, who creates her own instruments and totally uses everything from found objects she finds in the woods to things she builds herself or with other people. And she uses microtonality a lot. We just heard her piece, or we're going to hear her?
We're about to
hear her.
Where is she from?
Grimsby, Ontario.
Oh.
Wherever that is.
And doesn't she
have a Ways Goose for letterpress printers in Grimsby, okay? Grimsby is a hot freaking Ontario town.
Okay.
Isn't one of her instruments, it's like a 24 stringed.
Yeah, yeah, there's
amorous.
A lot of strings.
Yeah, it's like crazy. It's visually crazy, too,
yeah,
these
yeah,
things
yeah.
that she
to
creates.
See
They're
them.
Beautiful to look at. To see her live playing these instruments yeah. that she has built herself and invented, it's pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah, and she played Lux Magna, I think the second year or the third year, anyways, with Sarah Albu. And so they have this connection, and they're going to be, they've made a piece together, I'm pretty sure during COVID. And it's going to be vocal, though. Sarah Albu's a vocalist, and Gail Young's vocals are also cool. So I'm really actually totally stoked for that one too, guys.
Right, and we're also going to hear a piece from Laura Ortman, who is originally from Arizona, and now I think based in Brooklyn, and she is also part of the Indigenous Goddess Gang, right? And she also has like a lot of visual components to her work, and is shown in like the Biennale, and
uses a lot of field recordings and can play like everything. She plays violin, guitar, Apache violin, piano, megaphone, saw, and then uses field recording. So what she's doing is actually, I don't know why I keep saying actually, it's actually, not just possibly, but really freaking interesting. Let's hear it.
Well, I think this is probably, yeah, this is going to be it for this.
Let's talk about H21R too, because we have that queued up.
new hip hop group out of
Brooklyn.
Very chill, but also like their themes again: anxiety, isolation, paranoia, but in a very chill and uplifting way, I would say. Like, I think you're going to be in this room for this show, and you're just going to be, it's going to be love vibes. Love vibes.
Before we go, I just want to thank you all for coming and doing this today. It was great.
It's been so fun. It's so nice to be on the air and so nice to be in the studio, especially with this collection of beautiful humans.
Yeah, and I want to go see everything.
Yeah, you've done a great job of you're just so both so enthusiastic about the music. It's amazing. Okay. So here we go. This is Gail Young, Jack in the Pulpit, here on CKUT 90.3 FM in the beautiful city of Montreal.
choked up off the social interaction. Too erratic, niggas acting like they coked up. Imagine you reside in a maze, but you living in your head as niggas come for it. Here to get the bread, the forced acquaintances is done for. Brain can't even manage being cordial. Mean a smile, but I just frown at niggas. Bitching on a normal, bitching about the shit I don't give a fuck about. Itching to act out and hopes for someone to record you. I be bored with the facades. Love to overcompensate, but never pay respect. Taking up the room to play a beta off. A lot of ones around you get the data wrong and fall for it. Fuck it, I ain't gotta stay that long. Off this head back to the office to play that song. Thought this was some novice shit, but it ain't at all. I be tight, it don't fit with me. Don't got the time to be cold, plus it's Brick City. Y'all be sick, really, if it's cold energy. No, you can't sit with me, I get really rude. Really no space for you in my mood. Get in tune with the vibes. We just making tunes, we get high. You ain't low, niggas know you a lie. I be so in my mind, you a show every time. Clown trying to trick niggas, I won't smoke a split with you. I ain't your big sister, honey, that's your big issue. Only one to blame is you, coming out your neck cause your head big. I should take your necklace, you keep crossing niggas crazy. You ain't bossing up on baby though. I just came to show face, but no it won't aim below waist. Cause who are you to me? It ain't nothing new to me. I know what it is, there's no ambiguity here. We clear on it, not low, high up attention, we're on it. Heard you, I ain't even gonna word you to death. You ain't earned my respect to share words in the flesh. Absurd, it's a mess. It's a mess, it's a mess with you niggas. Fuck out of here, bro.
CKUD 90.3 FM.
My name is Alice Wu, and here are some of the recent headlines. Members of Quebec's National Assembly are expected to vote on and pass Bill 96 before the end of the month. This bill would make Quebec's French language charter a top priority. On Saturday, around 100 people met at Dorchester Square to show support for the language charter. Meanwhile, thousands of people had met at Dawson College on the previous Saturday to protest Bill 96. And Quebec coroner Jeanne Kamel released a critical report on the state of long-term care homes during the first wave of the pandemic. Kamel says the province did not give enough attention to long-term care facilities and that the provincial healthcare system was already slow and disorganized. She says this contributed to 53 COVID-19-related deaths. 47 were at CHSLD Heron, a private care home in the Montreal area. And there are 5 confirmed cases of monkeypox in Quebec, as well as several dozen suspected cases across the country. The virus is mainly transmitted by close contact and respiratory droplets. Montreal's public health director,